time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got three members of the cast of USU Eastern's new production coming up, Something Rotten. This is going to run the 29th of February through the 9th of March. There's a few dates that they'll go dark, and we'll talk about all of those things. I've got with me in studio Grady Noyes, Kayla Rekla, and Patrick Polk, and we're going to talk to all three of them about this show. And the other thing we're going to mention in this show is this is Dr. Corey Ewan's final show at USU Eastern, as he will be retiring at the end of this semester. So we're going to share some stories about Dr. Ewan as well as we get into this. Patrick, Grady, and Kayla, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
Grady, we're actually going to start with you. Let's talk about Something Rotten.
Oh, Something Rotten. What a fun show. I play the character, his name is Nick Bottom. So all the characters have names from Shakespeare's plays. It's a little bit making fun of Shakespearean times and how it's just very different from now. So we have a good time to goof off with his different shows.
All right, so explain your character to the people that know nothing about him.
So my character, his name is Nick Bottom. He is a writer, writing shows about the same time as Shakespeare. Shakespeare is probably his greatest rival. There's a whole song right at the beginning of the show called God, I Hate Shakespeare. So immediately you know how much he just doesn't like him at all. So the whole show is him just having fights and rivalries against him as he tries to become a better writer.
And at the end, does he? Does
no.
he become a better writer? No.
No, no.
So he doesn't even redeem his character at the end?
No. Well, yeah.
There's no redemption for
no
him.
No redemption.
Whatsoever.
I do kind of apologize a little bit and have like a sad song. So a little bit.
A little bit. That's okay. A few people will appreciate it.
Is that what you're saying? A few people will like it.
All right. So, this is usually once a year USU Eastern puts on a musical that's this size. And it's going to be in the Geary, I am assuming.
Right. It's in the
so
Geary.
So it's going to be a bigger production. And I don't know. I can never get a beat on the guy, even though that's the only thing I've ever done with Dr. Ewan is musicals. So let's talk about maybe an experience that you have with Dr. Ewan before we move on to the next cast member.
Right. One of my favorite experiences with Dr. Ewan was when I was a freshman in high school. He took a chance on me to be in one of his shows called Man of La Mancha. I was actually in it with you. And I don't know, it just changed my life for the better, I'd say. It got me really into theater and it's what I wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to work with him more because he made it such a good experience. And now that I'm in like a more of a lead role, he has been pushing me a lot harder and it's been really taxing. But he knows how to make you grow as a person.
He does. And that's the thing, the great thing about him is he saw it in you when you were in ninth grade, and when he gave you this role, he probably had the conversation with you like, I know that you can do this because I know what you're capable of.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the great things. It's almost something a teacher would say, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy,
like he's a
right?
professor almost.
Right. All right, Grady, we're going to bring you back in just a little bit to kind of talk about the particulars of the show. But Kayla, let's bring you in next. Kayla Rekla, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Kayla, you said something and it sprung up in me. You know, there are no small parts.
Right.
You said you are ensemble in this. So do you even have a name? Have you created a character?
I have one part where I do have a name. I am one of our other lead roles, B's friend, Helena. It's a very fun scene. I don't want to give too much away yet, but let's just say it's very fun. I am also in a lot of other parts, and I really love being an ensemble because it gives you the chance to grow more as an actor, as you can almost like improv some of these roles, which is very fun, and it brings you closer to your cast.
You can kind of work on your craft a little bit better.
Exactly.
You can
yes.
come up with your own character. So let's talk about, are you a freshman or sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore
yes.
this year. Let's talk about, because now you've been there for a couple of years, mm-hmm. let's talk about Dr. Ewan.
Dr. Ewan, he's been a very good role model to me. I feel like when I first got into college, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do because I did drill and cheer throughout high school, and I wanted to go out of my comfort zone a little bit, and he really helped me with that. I took some theater classes where he was my professor, and he helped me grow as an actor and as a person, and he's just been really great to work with.
Well, thank you so much for
thank
sharing
you.
Your story and talking about your part in the play. Now let's bring the old man, as far as this show is concerned, Patrick Polk. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Dave.
So let's talk. Have you counted? How many productions have you done at USU Eastern now?
At USU Eastern, this one will mark 16.
And are you ready to be finished for it? Now, you said you're graduating this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to be and move on and move away from it? Or do you think you'll be one of those that if they need something fun, you'll come back and do it?
I will happily come back if they need something fun like you have over these years.
So let's talk for a moment about your character in the show, Something Rotten.
Oh, I get to play Shylock, named from the character in The Merchant of Venice. I get to be a lovely little side character that harasses and harangues poor Nick and gets promised a few things from Shakespeare.
Those are almost as fun as ensemble parts, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Just the little ones that you can come in and have fun and mess around with people.
I love these roles.
So since you've done 16 shows, let's talk about, you've got to have a favorite Dr. Ewan story.
My favorite Dr. Ewan story actually comes from my first acting class with him. We were all being little freshmen, and I'd known Corey for years prior to coming into college. And so I'm being very casual with everybody while everyone else is dead scared of him. First thing he told me to do is, Patrick, go walk into the prop closet, grab something, and throw it at the wall. So I grabbed a little set of teacups that we've had in there. I just full threw it at the wall. And he just made fun of me because I didn't do it without hesitation. Because he always has the thing, you had that moment instinct, and he didn't kill the kitten.
Don't think about it.
Exactly.
Just do it. That's probably one of the main rules of acting, right? Just do it. Don't think. Since you've done 16 now, I'm going to really put you on the spot. What's your favorite? And you can't pick the one you're in right now because it's fresh in your mind.
It would be a tie between Clue, which was my freshman year of college, and last year's Robin Hood, where I was able to play Friar Tuck.
Patty, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the time with us and telling us your story about Dr. Ewan. All right, Grady, you're the one that has been tasked with all the particulars. Give us show dates, times, and ticket pricing.
Yep, we have dates. It's from the 29th to the 3rd of March, and then we pick it back up on the 5th and run it to the 9th. They all start at 7 o'clock. That's when the curtain is. And the adult tickets are $16. Senior tickets are $12. Faculty, staff, and alumni are $8. High school students get in for $8 as well, and children get in for $7, although it is a PG-13 show, so mind that when you bring your kids. And USU students get in for $3.
That's what you were saying. All three of you kind of said, this may not be one you want to bring the young kids to.
Yeah, this is a little more, it's really funny, but it is a little more grown-up humor.
All right, so once again, Something Rotten going on at USU Eastern at the Geary Theater starts on the 29th of February, and it will run through March 9th. You can, I'm sure, check the website there for the dates and the times, or the time is the same. It's going to be 7 o'clock every night, but they will go dark a few nights, so you want to double check that. Patrick Paul, Grady Noyes, and Kayla Rekla, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us this morning.
Yes, of course.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.